As the information continues to come in on the mass shooting, one area of agreement for people on both sides is he apparently had mental health issues. And it's one of the reasons Republican politicians want to focus talks on the mental health aspect. In the coming week, Governor Rick Scott is expected to hold talks with state and local leaders to discuss ways he says will keep Florida students safe.
All of our schools have to be safe. It's as simple as that. How do we do that? It's going to be funding, both for security, for mental illness, for counselors, things like that. But on top of that, we've got to say to ourselves, if we have somebody that's mentally ill, they can't have access to a gun. But look, I'm open to having a conversation about things because I don't want my children, your children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren, ever anything to go through like this. I don't want a parent to have to say, oh, I've got to teach you now when you start kindergarten that you've got to learn how to be careful about a shooter. That's not this society we all want to live in.
The House and Senate legislative leaders have already pledged to put more funding into mental health. Senate President Designate Bill Galvano says he's gotten the support of his colleagues to put $100 million in the budget for mental health screening, counseling, and training. And Senate President Joe Negron says they're also working to beef up school security and make them safer.
And then with regard to our commitment to make sure that our schools are as safe as they possibly can be, the total funding I think was about $75 million. And the Senate actually in our budget had a $13 million increase over last year's funding. The governor had a similar increase, and I think that's something that you'll see the entire legislature come together on in a renewed way as we move forward in the final parts of our budget.
Let's have a conversation about this right now, not just about mental illness, and that's part of it, not just about protection in our schools, and that's part of it. Let's get to the root cause.
That's Florida's U.S. Senator Bill Nelson speaking on the Senate floor Thursday. He says everyone should really be talking about gun control and beefing up background checks. He says at least on the national level, congressional leaders need to act before any more horrific events happen.
Sandy Hook Elementary, 20 students killed. The Pulse nightclub in Orlando, 49 people killed. Las Vegas, 58 people killed. That wasn't enough. Fort Lauderdale Airport, 5 people killed. That wasn't enough. Now, this high school, 17 killed, some as young as 14 years old. So when is enough going to be enough?
But many Republican politicians disagree. That includes Florida's House Speaker Designate Jose Oliva.
It's a debate that's always going to happen when something like this happens. It's, you know, you don't take cars off the road because someone got drunk, used one, and killed someone. You don't take a car off the road because someone rented a U-Haul and ran it into some people in New York City. You know, I know that it's the natural reaction to come back to this. But does this not happen in places with very strong gun laws? I think it does.
He says the focus should be more on the mental health aspect.
The real question is, rather than just jump to the idea of this would not have happened but for, first find out why it happened. Secondly, where a person got a gun. And third, show some legitimate proof that there's somewhere in this country that has extremely strict gun laws where these things are avoided. It's a mental illness problem. And I think we have to continue as a society to put a much greater focus on the prevention, not by eliminating guns, because you can't eliminate renting U-Haul trucks. What you have to figure out is, what is the underlying problem? Obviously, it's a condition of mental illness.
But overall, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said he'd like lawmakers everywhere to do one thing.
What I'm asking our lawmakers to do, or go back to places like Tallahassee, places like Washington, D.C., and give police the power, if they see something on social media, if they see graphic pictures of rifles and blood and gore and guns and bombs, horrific language, if they see a person talking about, I want to grow up to be a serial killer, we need to have the power to take that person and bring them before mental health professionals at that particular time, involuntarily, and have them examined.
Meanwhile, with just weeks left of session, gun control advocates are not happy a number of their priority bills have not come up for a vote. It includes legislation they say would help keep guns away from felons, domestic abusers, and people with dangerous mental illnesses, as well as one that beefs up background checks at gun shows. One pro-gun measure was scheduled to come up for a vote in the Senate Thursday, giving concealed weapon licenses to people whose background checks were incomplete. But in the wake of Wednesday's mass shooting, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam says he's working with the bill's House and Senate sponsors to postpone this measure, originally one of his priorities, from further consideration this session. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.